This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
One of our listeners says, maybe a hot take. I want to see a Brandon Sprague dirty poll right before the final playoff is released. So maybe the Friday.
It's hard because we won't know what the conference championship game. The selection Sunday. So the games are all Friday. I don't know if there's a game Friday anymore. The Pac-12 used to play Friday. Then everybody else played on Saturday.
The Pac-12 one is this weekend.
That is. The Pac-12 championship is this weekend. The Pac-2 championship. So,
did
yeah.
Did make a trophy for that? No.
You'll have to guess on who wins the conference championships because that'll have a bearing on who gets the
Let's
first round
that.
Buys.
Let's do that. Let's do Friday's show on the last week of conference championship week. Let's guess.
Okay.
And we'll give the caveat of, hey, we might be wrong here on the winners.
That's what the dirty poll is. I'm trying to guess what it's going to be at the end of the year.
We'll do that. That sounds like a fun idea.
I like it.
I don't do it. This is your segment. I like to just lay out, kind of wonder aloud about how you're viewing college football, make you feel insecure about some things.
Read through SEC tiebreakers, man. You
I don't
want to go down a wormhole? That is a lot of common opponents? No, okay. Next highest ranked winning percentage? No, okay, that's not it. You got to go down so many different layers to find the tiebreaker for the number two team.
It's another reason why I make you do that segment. I don't want to read all
that. Well, I just was thinking yesterday, I was like, dude, I don't think Texas is the best team in the SEC. Like,
no,
I think
we agree largely together. We're on Texas. This is where we have kind of flipped. I don't know why, and I know what you're gonna do the Brandon Sprague thing. You're gonna point to the resume.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know how a 2-loss Ohio State or a 2-loss Texas don't make it.
Yeah, Ohio State. Ohio State deserves to be in, even if they lose a close game this weekend. Especially if their second loss is in a Big Ten championship game. That's a non-starter for me.
They lose this weekend. Indiana is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and even if they lose this weekend, Indiana, I would still have Ohio State in, and I would use the analogy I used the other day. When I look at the top of the Big Ten, they're the only team that had to play the other three legitimate contenders.
And they only won one of those.
They only won one of them, but Penn State only had to play one of them, and they lost.
Indiana
would have only had to have played one, and they would have won in that scenario. And Oregon would have only had to play one, and they won. So, if anything, I would kick Penn State out of the playoff before I kicked Ohio State out of the playoff. I don't get enamored with the number next to your name,
but
tell me how you got there. Ohio State beat Penn State. Sure. That is the end-all be-all for me in that argument.
I don't want to spend the segment entirely arguing or not arguing, but sounding like we're arguing on this. The funny part about what you see on Texas, their resume's weak. They don't have a big win. If they lose to A&M, you're like, they're out. I'm not convinced of that at all. They're Texas. And they're in the SEC with 2 losses.
Yeah, big brands matter.
What's funny is what you say is not inaccurate on Texas. What's funny is Penn State doesn't have another A&M game on their schedule. They lost their A&M game.
They're just sitting
and
there.
And you're gonna put them in. And you want to put them in because you want to be right on this. That's part of the reason you do the dirty polls. You want to be right.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. But it's funny that Penn State's A&M game, they lost. Their schedule sucks.
Yeah.
Texas loses their Ohio State game. And they're going to be out.
Yeah.
Because they lost also to Georgia.
They lost
two of those games.
They would have two, and they would have lost
both. Penn State only had one of those games.
Which is why this is a ridiculous.
It's all stupid.
It's all stupid, and I don't just look at the number next to you. I'm with 100% on Penn State. If I were ranking teams right now, like if I had an AP vote, I would definitely have Ohio State ahead of them. I would have Indiana ahead of Penn State. I would have Notre Dame ahead of Penn State, and that might be laughable to some. I would consider having Bama, Georgia, Ole Miss all ahead of
just
Penn
State.
Just
knocking Penn State way down, yeah. ESPN is debating where primetime should coach next year. Big news yesterday for him in Colorado, as we just do the real honest thing of, like, he's still coaching at a program that's competing for a Big 12 title game.
He's still there.
Julian Lewis, the second-ranked quarterback in the 25 class, flipped. He decommitted from USC this past weekend. He announced it yesterday. He flipped his commitment. He is a Colorado commit.
Yeah, that had been trending for a couple of weeks. It felt like after he decommitted, I think he took a visit to Georgia as well, if I'm not mistaken. So he took a couple of visits. And to be fair to USC in this, because, you know, everybody hears that and they think, oh, God, Lincoln Riley losing a quarterback. What's going on down there? He's already flipped another five-star quarterback that was committed to Texas A&M. So the second this kid decommitted, I think Houston Longstreet is his name.
It's all a big, so everybody knows how this is going to work out.
Everybody's making out with everybody at the party, and that's the way it's going to go. Yeah. But Julian Lewis going to Colorado is a major, major get for them. They need to go somewhere after Shador. We all know he's going to the NFL. Mm-hmm. Travis Hunter yesterday was like, yeah, dude, I'm going to be in the NFL. I'm not going to be here next year. And so I think that's been the lingering question. Like, Deion has proven me and a lot of other people wrong with what Colorado's done this season. I think they're going to win the Big 12. They got a big one this weekend on the road at Kansas. The question that I've always had is, They've landed a couple of big fish in recruiting. Like, Jordan Seaton was one of the highest ranked offensive tackles. I think he's been their starting left tackle all year this year. Mm-hmm. He's gotten individual success stories, but he hasn't been able to put together an entire class. So this is kind of another example of that.
It's not a highly ranked class, but
he's got a couple of nice players in there. And then I know he's going to hit the portal again because that's what he does. Yep. But what does that program and what do they look like as a team if he sticks around without Shador and Travis Hunter? They are a team that is so reliant on two players. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying he can't get him there because they're clearly better around those two in year two than they were in year one. But that's why this is a big deal. He's got to figure out who his next quarterback is, and maybe it'll be Lewis right away next year.
We'll see if they win this week, and they could trip up a Kansas. But if they win, they're basically going to be going to the Big 12 title game. I think he is deserved the way other coaches at other programs who don't get talked about as much would be deserved of, let's see.
Oh, yeah.
You and I have largely called this out of, like, he doesn't recruit high school. Like, you can't do this in the – well, he's flipping a five-star quarterback, and he gets the kid who had the touchdown this past weekend for him as a freshman. He made a joke about it. Like,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, let him evolve and learn. Mm-hmm. If maybe eventually he will recruit high school and he'll figure this out. And I just, that was a big time get for them. And then also I saw the number one quarterback in that class is Bryce Underwood.
This is a really big deal.
He flipped from LSU. He is going to go to Michigan. So what, orgy, bye-bye, he's clearly not going to be at Michigan next year.
Because, this kid's going to start right away. This kid is...
Well, I think him and Lewis are going to start. That's, yeah. If you're the coach at Michigan and Colorado, you're prime and you're more, how do you not do that? It gives you more job time. Two, I would just rather these kids, the way we do in the NFL, learn on the fly. It doesn't always go well. Rayola's had some ups, but he's had a lot of downs this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people, if he stays in Nebraska, thinks, okay, year two, here we go. You know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
That was massive and not a good look for Brian Kelly, who is struggling at LSU.
Yeah, these are both highly touted quarterbacks. I follow this stuff relatively closely. There are people that talk about Bryce Underwood as, like, one of the best high school recruit quarterbacks we have seen in 25 years.
What's like,
the comp is Cam Newton. He's 6 foot six, 230 pounds, okay. And he runs over everybody. He is the far and away unanimous best high school
Moore,
player in the country. And this is where, to me, it's a big deal here for us here locally because Oregon got the benefit in year one of the Big Ten of Michigan being down. If you joined the Big Ten last year, Michigan was undefeated and won a national championship.
Yeah.
Michigan was obviously not that this year, and I think we've wondered where Sherrone Moore is going to take that thing. According to the metrics you look at, because I know some have Julian Lewis as a number two kid, a lot of the other metrics have another kid named Tavian St. Clair as a number two quarterback in the country. Number one, Bryce Underwood committed to Michigan. Number two, St. Clair committed to Ohio State. So just a reminder of what you're in for and when those teams are recruiting at that level.
Those are dogs, man.
It's going to be a gauntlet you're going to have to go through every year. And this year you got a bit of a break with some of those other teams being down, you know, Michigan mainly. They're going to give him a four-year, $10.5 million deal. That is the report. When you average it
Bryce
out,
Underwood?
Bryce Underwood. And there was this has been kind of lingering in the background of will LSU match it? LSU, from the reports yesterday, now I think some of this is made up, but I also think there's some truth to it.
Sure.
They weren't willing to go over about $1.5 million a year for like a two-year wait-and-see deal because they didn't want to commit 4 years and all those resources to him, with it being a question mark. I mean, he's a highly touted kid, but it's just not a guarantee. LSU fans are going to run him out of town.
Well, Kelly's already, I would say, trending towards they're ready to just get him out.
This was the thing he was hanging his hat on. Yeah. This was the thing of like, I know it's been a down year. I know we haven't lived up to the expectations. I have one of the best recruiting classes and the number one player in the country coming to school here next year, and he just flipped a week before National Signing Day.
It's been weird. If I saw the way that Kelly was acting on the sidelines, I'd flip too. Are you kidding me? Be like, I don't think
they lost to Florida. They got boat raced by Alabama. Their season is falling apart.
Well, just his attitude, too.
His style of coaching is not appealing.
I'd much rather be with Sherrone Moore.
They're number six, by the way. They're ahead of Oregon in 25. That's the interesting thing about LSU is
Wait for two more weeks, though, because there's now murmurs that this kid leaving, that they're going to, that class is going to crater.
Really?
That he was that big of a linchpin of like, that's the number one player. I'm going to go play with that guy. Watch Michigan's class now, too, in the next 2 weeks. There's already
Nine, they're behind Oregon.
There's already rumors they're going to flip one of the number one offensive tackles who's committed to Alabama and has been for a long time. He's going to follow him. There's another player who was an LSU commit, who was close to Underwood, who's likely going to commit. The best part about this whole story, do you know who Bryce Underwood's offensive coordinator is right now?
No.
Trent Dilfer? Who?
This is one of my favorite stories, and it's going to make people really upset. 3 weeks ago, as all of this stuff was heating up with him being recruited, the kid's from Michigan, by the way, so he's staying home at Michigan to go to Michigan. They hired to work on their high school staff Connor Stallions. I'm not kidding. This
That's
is a real story.
Because
Connor Stallions was working in high school, and then
he
left one job, and then another school hired, and everybody's like, Connor Stallions high school football. What does that mean? Well, the whole thing was he is now the offensive coordinator for the number one player in the country who plays in the state of Michigan, and 3 weeks later,
it's so gross,
that kid commits to the University of Michigan. Now, finances is a big part of it, but Connor Stallions, man, he's still getting the job done, dude.
$2.5 million?
I just tell you right now, if Michigan wins another title and that kid's the quarterback, Connor Stallions needs to have a statue.
He does.
He's given them two national championships. You can hate him. He could be a pariah. If he clearly helped make this flip happen. I don't care what he ever says publicly.
Yes.
Very
yes.
quickly, and we'll go to the second hour, which we're already almost into. Look at Hugh Freeze randomly being ranked in the top five of recruiting classes again. I wonder what grossness is going on behind those scenes.
Nothing. They're not spending any money, man. It's all about the pride of the program, right? Isn't that how it works?
Some recruiting updates there in the battles. Dirt, your point on the whole pay attention to what's going on Ohio State, Michigan, you're not wrong, and that's the fascinating part of all of this. Oregon having a great year on the field. They're doing good in recruiting, but then these two Big Ten teams picking up the top quarterbacks.
Yeah, a bit of news yesterday for them, too. DeCorian Moore, who's the number one wide receiver in the country.
He's going to sign on my birthday.
He has said that he will. He's shutting down any sort of interest in any other school, and so he will commit on signing day.
Loaded second hour, a lot to get to. Josh Pate at 7:30, hour two, Dirt and Sprague on the Fan.